All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Old Mood Podcast, episode 54.
54, yes.
Yes, sir. Nailed it on the first try. Easy peasy. I definitely remember to turn the music off. We're fine. There we go. All right. I am your host, the Blue Squadron, joined as always by my conservative counterpart, Blonde Bear.
Hello.
Oh, dude, I'm
Blonde Bear. TV/Blonde Bear. But we're grinding all kinds of rocks to maybe one day get a merchant ring.
Yeah.
I'm living there now.
Yep.
As if I wasn't already, but now I'm really living there.
All right. And my boy, Jaycoon.
Hi, my name is Jaycoon. I'm an Awakening Wizard with 765 gear score. I do a lot of endgame PvE content, such as Olens, the dungeons. I recently was able to successfully buy a pen demo off the market. That was me. Hello. Hi, my name is Jaycoon. You can find me over at twitch.tv/JaycoonVTV before the T.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so both of these guys are upper class, is what I was teasing them about just before the podcast. Super upper class. Don't care about it. Tax the poor, give to the rich. Situation. Honestly, you just blame them for all your problems. So basically, they're Republicans. But
so true.
So our first subject of today is the new Jay's accessory hammer, boys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you guys have super special feelings about this. So why don't we start with you guys? What do you guys think about this Jay's accessory? Accessory hair. Do you guys like it? Do you not like it? Give me your thoughts on it. We'll start with Jaycoon.
Most of us definitely did not anticipate it, especially after it was teased after April Fools or on April Fools. Turns out we were the fools all along. Like, the timing definitely subverted our expectations for sure. But you know, that's this is the first time we can safely enhance, not successfully sometimes, but safely enhance without downgrading our accessories for the first time. And another big bombshell was that it was sellable in the market. Oh my God. I heard a lot of mixed opinions on the hammer. Some were really happy that we could buy the hammer. Some felt that it should have been an individual thing. I was initially leaning more towards it being an individual thing, but you know, yesterday I was having this discussion with someone in my chat about how this could be disguised as like a silver sink, and that kind of made a little bit of sense. Like, you know, you're not simply giving.
What do you mean disguised as a silver sink? Like the worst disguise I've ever seen in my life. They're not trying to hide it. Are you kidding me?
Again, you're not circulating, you're not, you know, giving 30 bill to everybody, you're circulating that 30 bill, and then when someone uses it, it deletes that 30 bill, you know, if it disappears, of course. But yeah, I mean, silver sinks are important in MMO economy to keep it valuable, and so I was a little bit more convinced that the hammer's sellable was a good thing for BDO. I don't know, what do you guys think? What do you think, Blonde Bear?
Yeah, I'll let Blonde go first.
What are my thoughts on it? On the hammer, I'm very surprised. This thing has been coded in the game for many years, and we all thought it was kind crazy thing. Them having like three black stars, like a J hammer, kind of makes sense. It's kind of cool. Interesting to see the accessory thing though, because I feel like accessory is like super, super end game, because you have six accessory slots you got to rotate through instead of like, you know, six weapon slots. You only have three of those, right? Still very surprised. I feel like the long term is like grinding a bunch of silver to buy your accessory, and then recently it's moved more into like doing the debos to like grind and buy and crons and enhance. Very, very surprised at the hammer. Not really ecstatic about it, because I feel like
wait, really?
Yeah, I'm not excited about hammers. I like the progress of BDO being you go out, you grind, you get the materials, and then you make those materials into the next tier. Having these artificial, like, injected skips kind of feels really weird to me personally. But, you know, I also feel like this is kind of a rich gets richer kind of scenario where, like, you introduce a bunch of hammers and, you know, yeah, they're, you know, people selling them for 20, 30 bill. Ooh, yay, 20 bill in my pocket. Okay, but you're, like, basically handing some dude at the end game, like, Debo's at Penn for profit.
That's not true.
I've seen Jay. How did you just what new piece of gear did you just get?
I mean, like, it's a 1 in 10% or 1 in 15% chance.
It's a 10 to 15 to 20% chance, depending on your stack.
So the
I feel like when you look at the numbers, which they would already be hitting, I feel like the numbers have already added up that the value of the hammers are way outscaled what the actual price is, but they're going to shoot down in price because we have a surplus in the market. I mean, we can get into more of that, but yeah, I'm not really excited about hammers.
Yeah, I mean, Blonde's really only truly upset about this because he's been super RNG carried through every single enhancement. He's literally never struggled with anything in his life, not one time.
thousands of hours.
He literally doesn't even grind. He just stands in Heidel.
Launch.
Like, massless.
I definitely...
And screenshots his character. Yeah, that's all
he
does.
I log in, I click, I log out, because I hate video. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he doesn't want anyone else to catch up to him.
Yep.
Sorry, what you said was not quite conservative enough. I had to really drive it home. I can't wait. Yeah, I cannot wait for the comments. I'm going to be so juiced on this video. But I actually really like it. I think it gives new players a really big injection of silver so they can get a ball. Basically, all their pens are done right away. Right? They get 2 guaranteed pens. Like, they can finish their 2 guaranteed pens and buy Vel's Heart if they wanted to. With the money from the hammer, is doing really, really well. It's funny that, and then, like, again, I would say the rich get like 15% richer, because, like, or like the 15% of the time the rich are getting richer, right? So, like, the 15% of them profited, but like 100% of new and returning players profit from a hammer like this. So, like, I strictly like it. I like catch-up mechanics like this. I also like it because I'm probably going to sell mine, to be honest, because it's, like, unless it gets below a certain amount. I haven't actually checked the price on North America yet, but, like, on EU, I'm definitely selling it because I'm a newer player, and I definitely want to get my pens finished. But are you surprised with the market shift? Because I think on EU, everyone expected it to go really far up because there's no Kronstones available on the marketplace, and it's currently sitting at min price with thousands of hammers listed. Is it sitting at min price on every server, guys?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I believe so, yeah.
On every server. The reason why it is min, even though the actual value is the max price, is because
supply and demand.
When you have so many people trying to constantly undercut, you're just going to have it massively listed. There are plenty of people that want to buy these hammers. There are people that have run out of silver buying these hammers. But because the ability to buy does not meet the supply, because they literally gave every single person a hammer, you're gonna see this massive surplus that you just literally can't outbuy. And as time goes on, they're going to get bought out as more and more people accumulate more silver, and then it's going to shoot to max price because it is a limited supply.
Correct.
And it's going to max out and be on pre-order. So if you care about silver or investment or anything, you really shouldn't sell. But the problem is that it's a trap, because as a new player, you're going to sell, because that even 20 bill, even 30 bill right now would be huge in your pocket, but it's a friggin' trick. The idea would be to save it and wait for it to double, but you're not going to, because arguably, depending on how much you grind and the time that you could grind, you could make up that silver difference if you were to get the money now so you could buy an upgrade now. It's a trap all the way around.
I sincerely agree with that. There are people in the audience saying, well, it's because they're at min price because they can't be used on devil rings. No, that's not it at all. That's not even close to it. It's that everyone on the server got their hammer exactly the same time, and so the supply is extremely high for an item whose demand is relatively small, to be honest with you. I mean, think about the practicality of the item. Is it really cool to enhance an accessory without Kronstones, without downgrading? Absolutely. However, the amount of cost that you're spending on that makes this item really only worthwhile on the most end game of end game accessories. Namely, if your accessory doesn't begin with the letters D, E, B, O in that order, you're not using this item on it, period.
I've seen people use it on accessories that start with T, U, N, G, A, R, G, R, A, T.
Oh, no, they're stupid. No, they didn't.
And I'm like, if you sold the hammer, you could have bought 3 of those and then attempted to... was like, so I was like, Facepalm, no, don't do that.
Please tell me it got clipped, man. I would eat if I got to see that. Although I'll be honest with you, you know the best content is using it on Tuvalu hearing.
I don't. Can you? I don't think you can use it on
just
Tuvalu
use it on a Sissel's necklace and watch the chat literally just lose their minds.
Like, oh man,
easy. You know what I mean? Oh, go ahead, bro.
How do you guys? Okay, so we've stated how we feel about the hammer. What do you guys think about it being sellable? I feel like a lot of sentiment I've read over different comments, chats, different groups of people. I feel like the concept of it being sellable is what's putting a sour taste in.
It's way better.
People's mouth.
Way
but
better.
But I think it benefits a majority of players it being sellable. I feel like it benefits everybody by it being sellable because you're benefiting the end game players because they're able to use it, and you're benefiting the new players because they can just sell it and put some money in their pocket so they can work on their next upgrade. Whether or not that's like. But that's my contention, is I don't think that this is a good thing. If constantly getting free stuff so you can just log in every few months and just click gear and then log off is a good thing, I don't think that's a good thing. If that's what your incentive is. If you're like a player that maybe is going to stick around and keep playing, if you click something, sure. I don't think that's a majority of the player base. So that's why it kind of like... That's why I've seen the sentiment around that, like, yeah, this kind of sucks that it's sellable, versus if it was like your own personal hammer and you had to use it on something. That's what motivated a lot of new players when the first J hammers came out to go and grind to go buy a Tet Blackstar to buy it out of the market and then tap it. That was a huge, I mean, Blackstars went really up in price for a hot minute on Tet because people were grinding to buy those as a brand new player, versus I feel like it being sellable. Obviously, it's going to shoot to min until eventually it's going to shoot to max, and then you have this big old slingshot, and then you're going to have a bunch of buyer's regret or seller's regret.
I think that you have to think about the context in which this item was released, because it seems kind of random, right?
It does.
And you have to think about the context of the entire server, so you have to look at it from other people's perspectives. So in this case, the developers very clearly thought that there's just too much silver inflation on the market. We've never gotten a hammer outside of a Kalfeon or Heidel ball in the history of the game before. And so this is their way. It had to be sellable. 100%. It defeats the purpose if it's not sellable. Because, see, then the rich do get richer because all the end game players get to use their enhancement on Devos. And all the younger players, like the new players, are going to use it on, like, a Penogre ring or worse, right? In a lot of cases. And, like, the value of the hammer would just not be as high. Versus the Black Star, you'll notice that, like, again, this is a trend. With the normal hammers, they gave us a Tet Black Star for free so that even a new player could hit for a Pen Black Star, and it's worth about the same amount either way. You're getting the most value for a Pen Black, hitting that Jay's hammer for a Pen Black Star that you could be based on basically anything else in the game. They wanted to basically even out how valuable the hammer was across the board. And I really, again, I think that a new player... getting this hammer is just an objective W. You're basically giving free full pen everything to a new player, which is not the end of the world. That's still only like 580 gear score. They still have to do all their journals to get to 600. They still have to get all their conference. They still have to do all of this stuff to try to catch up to an end game 700 gear score player. And I think giving them that 20 bill boost to maybe get them to orcs or something close to it, it's not a bad take. At all.
I just think it depends on how often they're going to do stuff like this, because I feel like we just, like, a handful of months ago got a free Black Star and a free T10 or T9, sorry, or a bunch of free T10 taps. It's like, it just makes you wonder, is this going to be like a common thing where every 3 to 4 months you can come back and get a free, you know, 20, 30 bill and then log off and then log on again? Because I feel like, I don't know, I definitely think that, like, you know, events and stuff that get you to play that you have to actively participate in the game to get benefits from are good things. Like, the most recent events, like we've talked about in the previous podcast, are fantastic because the players are grinding, and then they're getting even more benefits through grinding, whether it's through all these random fail stacks or whatever the redeemables are, is, like, that's a positive. But it's hard to say, like, if we're just going to keep injecting money into players' pockets, what incentivizes them to grind if they know that they can log out and log back in? Because I know a handful of people like that. I mean, I don't know every player, right? But I know a lot of people that literally just are at the point where they're like, You know, some people like the handouts, obviously, because they don't play the game as much, so it's nice. But then you have players that want to play more, but they're de-incentivized by that kind of stuff. It just depends, I guess, what you value more.
Who is de-incentivized? Whether or not
it's going to retain a player.
Who is de-incentivized by getting an extra 40 billion silver?
The value of your time that you spend, if exactly you, you know, you value that, it depends.
It's exactly like, the same.
I disagree. I know I have talked to at least 10 plus people personally over the last 2 days about, like, they don't feel incentivized because of stuff like this. If this is going to be an indication that this is going to happen more often, right? If this is like, oh, it's going to happen now and we're not going to see another hammer like this for years, then fine. But I've seen in multiple chats, yeah, more hammers, yeah, more. Oh, we're going to get a hammer during the Heidel Ball and the Calcium Ball. And it's like, okay, we're just going to keep injecting speed to end game, and well, you're then also, like, okay, you're at end game and you have nothing to do, now what?
Well, you're always going to be injecting speed to end game. Go ahead, Jay.
I was going to say, I have had people who I heard the opinion that they came back for the hammer and then they hit something with it and now they're motivated to play ever than before, and maybe that's also something that's happening, and you know, people are,
I'm sure there's some players do, like that,
you know.
I'm not saying there isn't any players that aren't like that. That's not what I'm trying to say at all. But there are. I know exactly the opposite. They hit something and they're like, "Oh, finally, I finished. Now I can stop playing again." And I'm like, "That's not the goal."
Well, you need to understand that. Bond, those people were gonna quit anyway, and those people are really not enjoying the game. Anybody that's quitting the game because they gave away a free accessory hammer that they can sell or use on their end, already hates the game anyway. They're not quitting because of the hammer. They're quitting because they just don't enjoy the video game anymore. And that's just kind of how it is.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I agree. Yeah.
The vast majority of players really enjoy updates like this. And it gets way more people to play the game, like, actively when you do stuff like this. Now, obviously, you can't do stuff like this all the time. But March is typically, or I guess April now, is typically a really lull month for BDO. If you look at traditionally like where the content creators sit, you can tell all of the content creators are typically down in February or March and April, unless they're doing something big like a tournament, KW. But most content creators are really far down. The player base is usually down bad, and we're waiting, like, we're in like this anticipation phase, but they haven't really announced anything for the ball yet, right? So like, we're getting kind of close, but, like, you know, the game's usually typically in a lull phase, so they release a hammer now to kind of increase popularity of the game, and then later, you know, they have the ball. So, like, honestly, I think it's not the worst move in the world. It also combats inflation. Some people are calling it deflation. Yeah, that's what I meant by combating inflation. When I said that before, that's exactly what I meant. They were like, no, Blue, it's actually deflation. I'm like, yeah, dude, that's what that means. Yeah, man, like, that's how it works.
Inflation.
Yeah, so, like, there's a lot of players that had, like, 600 billion silver, 1 trillion liquid silver, 2 trillion silver, and that money just got vaporized, and for essentially no gain, because those players are also the ones sitting with full Pandebos already anyway.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I love new players. That's why I bought 10 hammers, you know? I'm out there helping for the people.
Because
I'm helping
for
them out.
Blonde, he's doing the math. For the welfare. Spend 40 bill, guys, make 200 bill immediately off of... Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, it's...
Yeah, and I'm going to fail it all, and that's, you know, that's the way it is, you know?
I love how he says that, but he has never failed an enhancement in his life.
Yeah, I'm
not
just trying to help
time.
New players. That's, I care about the new players. That's why I bought them.
Yeah, I'm actually, like, how do you guys feel? So, yeah, again, we didn't finish our conversation earlier about the price. Right now, obviously, you had about 50,000 hammers introduced to the market at the same time. And you have a lot of players that are still combating whether or not they want to sell them. But again, this is a limited time hammer deal thing. So, like, everyone only gets one, and everybody got it at the same time. So right now, although it's at min price, currently... we should see that hammer come up in price. I don't feel like it's going to hit max price. maybe in the next month or two, maybe it hits max, but, like, I doubt it. I would say it probably hits something like 45 billion at the high end, if I had to guess, mainly because the hammer's value, I haven't calculated it, but, like, it can't be I would say it's probably somewhere around 42 to 45 billion off the top of my head if you consider buying the vendor coins.
I'm going to let Jay take this one.
But like it's probably worth like 35 billion if you don't use the vendor coins.
Did you see the chart that I posted?
No, I literally don't look at like anything right that you post for any reason because you're a loser.
I think he has you blocked.
Never look at my post.
Yeah.
No.
I think he has you.
Okay, well, look above your Video Ninja link, because this was so Biohack posted a new video doing the calculations, because I suck at math, and most of us probably suck at math, but he did the math, and this is apparently what it's worth when in comparison to vendor crons, costume crons, okay, a debo, selling a pendebo, buying a debo.
Yeah, and so yeah, and so again, on North America at least, for sure, I think that it hits maybe 45. Some people are going to get really impatient and want to click their debo ahead of time. Usually when you're clicking debo, the limiting factor is whether or not you can snipe outfits off the market. In North America, it's way easier. In EU, that's not possible. So like in EU, I could see it going to max price. But in NA, I don't know, man, you're going to snipe some of the stuff and you're going to get some cron stones for free. So like, I don't know. In NA, I don't know if it's actually going to go to max price, but we'll see. Either way, I've held on to both my hammers on both servers because, I don't know, just wait and see what happens. So usually, the best thing to do when something like this comes out is to wait and see. Too many people just kind of sell immediately or buy immediately. They end up losing billions of silver, either selling their hammer too early or selling their hammer or, like, buying too many hammers too early. Like, I'm sure that a lot of people thought that the price was going to go up. Oh, this is going to go to max price. And so they wasted tens of, if not hundreds of billions of silver buying the hammers at 35 bill or whatever, instead of buying them at their min price, which is currently, what, 27, 28?
27.
Yeah, 27.5.
Yeah. So, like, I think that, like, as the supply kind of dies off, especially over the next couple of weeks, you'll see the hammer start to climb in price, and then you'll see it peak out in the mid to high 40s, probably. Hopefully, it goes to max price so that I can get my quickie 50 bill on both servers, because I'm 100% going to sell it if it hits 50 bill. If it gets over about 42, I'm selling it. And that's as someone that I'm on my debo grind. I don't care. I would rather finish my life skilling set out and then start to buy costumes for cronstones, because like I don't feel like it's really worthwhile when you compare it to the costume for crons. Again, if I'm selling it for 50 bill, I can almost get an extra attempt out of it. If I just do cronstones,
I think if you're market PvPing, sure. Like if you're gonna sit there with your market open all day and like fight over costumes in the market, sure. But as someone, which is probably the most common player, who's just going to put a pre-order on a costume and then go AFK and not like sit there with the market open and look at it, I've had a pre-order on a costume for literally 3 months and I've gotten like maybe 10 over the course of 3 months. I think that like for your regular person who isn't going to market PvP for that stuff, I feel like like if you can always get costumes, then sure, it's going to be a little bit less. But the non-degrading, I feel like people are really not valuing the non-degrade chance. If you're looking at, like, what is it? It's like 16 bill for vendor crons to tap a pendebo or something like that versus 32, 33 bill. Okay, this thing's sitting at 27 and they were at 37 and you don't degrade. The amount of money that I've seen lost when people degrade a pendebo rec attempt and then so they do their pen attempt, it goes to try, it goes to duo, then they got to get it back to try, then it goes back to duo, then they go to tet, then they fail tet, then they fail tet, and then they got to go back and then forth. It's like, I know
mine way went too straight many people to base that was, the first time. I went from tet to straight to base on my birthday. It was tet, then it was try, then it was duo, then it was pry, and then it went to base. Immediately. Bam.
Like, you go watch me and Garnier's thing. I mean, I went to base at least 4 different times going for the 5 pen attempts that we did. Like, people are not really valuing. Like, it's what, 10 more hours of grinding for 10 more bill silver at a bill an hour? Like, piece of cake, bro. Just pay the difference. I think they're definitely going to be shooting up. They're going to be max. They're going to be sitting on pre-order. Because I think
I'm not
in the right mindset right now, because they're just like, oh, it's in massive supply. Of course, we're fine.
Like, exactly, Oh, no, now's the time to buy. Now it's a buyer's market, right? But if you wait a month or two, it's a seller's market, I think. I think it gets up to 50 bill and you are selling. Because again, I trust Biohack's calculation on this, especially if, unless you're on EU. You're on EU, you're probably not selling it at all. If you're going for debos, you're just not going to sell it. But like, if you're below 680 gear score, you should be selling it basically every time anyway. It doesn't even matter. Yeah. It's not even a question. Yeah. It's stupid to tell somebody not to sell it if they're below, if their gear score doesn't start with the number 7 and is 3 digits. You know what
it,
I mean?
It just, I think it just depends what stage you're at in the game. If you're only able to play like an hour a day and you're not going to progress very fast in this game, which is okay because the game's a marathon, not a sprint. And you can take all the time in the world because the game ain't going anywhere. I think that if you have a very small amount of time, the time it will take for that thing to grow in price will be a lot quicker than you think. So it probably wouldn't be worth selling at min when you could sell it at max. But if you're someone that's playing a little bit more than a few hours a day and you're going to progress pretty fast, 20 bill now is going to be way better than 50 bill a month or two or three down the line. So it really just depends, I guess, what kind of stage you're at and what your play style is like. Because I feel like if you're playing maybe an hour a day or only a handful of hours a week, maybe, and you're playing pretty casually, that 50 bill is going to be way worth more than the 20 bill now, depending on what you do with your time. And then again, that's it. That's if like you're doing like a min-max strat. If you're just chilling on the game, I mean, you kind of do whatever you want, but you know, you can kind of look at the market and be like, oh, okay, well, I can wait a little bit and it will go up. So yeah, it just depends.
Yeah, no, again, yeah, I think we've kind of spoken our piece on this. Let's look at our second subject, our second subject here, which is actually the new pity enhancement system.
It's a twofer, bro.
Yeah, it's a twofer. The new pity enhancement system that they have teased. We haven't seen anything about it, but they teased it.
It's gonna be like on the Global Labs.
It should be on the Global Labs tonight. Yeah, I am basically gonna be covering it immediately the moment that the Global Labs come out. Yeah, I am gonna be looking at it, and I'll have the video up on for you guys on YouTube hours after that that releases, or minutes after that releases, basically. But yeah, they are introducing a new pity enhancement system to the game. To correct me if I'm wrong, but it's all enhancement systems in the game. So if you fail a certain amount of times, they're just going to give you the enhancement.
Hold on, that's my question. What do you think this pity system is? Is that what you think it is?
Yeah, that's what that's got to be, right?
That's what you think. Yeah. Hey, what do you think it is?
I mean, it says pity, and then, you know, when I think of pity, I think of, like, infinite potions, where you're eventually gonna get it if you're, like, super unlucky, because the pity system was added for that specific reason, so I can't think of anything else. What it would be. What do you think it would be?
Enhancement? You think it's just gonna be a guaranteed enhancement?
Yeah, after you fail a certain amount of times, I feel like it's just gonna guarantee it, no? Yeah.
I think it's going to be it's not gonna be that. I think it's gonna be... after, I don't know, whatever the arbitrary amount of attempts on the item, I think it's going to be you just get like a bonus percent. So it's not guaranteed, but you're getting a pretty substantial bonus. So like, say you're on your Pin Black Star and it's 4% on like a 220 and you do, I don't know, 15 attempts Kron'd, I guess. I don't know if it's going to count whether or not it's Kron or not Kron or just raw or whatever. I think that what's going to happen is like after 10, 15, whatever the, again, arbitrary number they put to it, it's going to give you like a 5 or 10% bonus. Obviously, it's going to be numbers equated on the item. Like, if it's like a Pen Boss Armor, it'll probably go up like a lot higher than something like a Pen Black Star, which will probably go up like, you know, a Pen Boss Armor could be like 10, 20, 30, 40% versus like a Pen Black Star would be like a 10 to 15 maybe. I think that's how it's going to work. I don't think it's going to be a guaranteed enhancement. I feel like, I think PA wants to stay away from that. But want players to feel rewarded for their tap, so... It, because the way it seemed and the way that like it looks, it's like I don't know, the visual design just seems like you're filling up a bar to reach a certain point where it's like, okay, now you're really boosted and you're going to get higher enhancement rates, rather than, oh, you filled the bar, now it's just, it hands it to you. I don't know. I don't know.
Wouldn't it feel worse if you had like a 50% bonus and then you still
no, I think, somebody, I think in chat gambling. Somebody in chat said something like that I think is like basically spot on in this case, and that is they have to release the game in China, which means there can't be any RNG, like permanent RNG in the game. And so I really do think that it is a guaranteed enhance every time, because they can't release the game in China with the enhancement system the currently the way that it is. Because otherwise, it sounds like a scam. People could like spend thousands and thousands of dollars and get nothing. Essentially, like, there needs to be a gate on that stuff. And again, I think it's because they really want their game to be released in China. So I don't know. Maybe. I think Bon, I couldn't say, can't tell you you're more wrong in this case. Sorry, buddy. I really do think that it's basically a guaranteed enhancement system for people that fail enhancements countless times. Like, I think that it'll probably be much lower than, like it's if it's a 15% chance, it maybe gives it to you on the 10th attempt or something. Right? Or the 15th attempt or something. Who knows? But it shouldn't be...
So...
The max.
I mean, I guess it depends on how it works, but how would you then need a fail stack ever again if, oh, after 10 attempts, you just get it? Why don't you just do it on a plus one fail stack?
Well, I think you probably have to be over, you have to have a certain number of attempts over this number. If you have a certain number of attempts...
Maybe it consumes your fail stack?
It might consume your fail stack, too.
It consumes it, you know?
Like, it's... Like, you have to be over for a black star, for example. Like, the number, the game will count the number of attempts you have over 200 fail stacks or something, and it counts towards your pity. But if you do it on, like, a 150, it doesn't give you a pity stack. Or something like that. That's really easy. Otherwise, people would just, like, throw it in on a zero and just click 10 times. And we're done. Right? This is an objective win for the game, right? Like, a big reason why people try to stay away from Black Desert is for two reasons. Typically, it's the game is pay to win, and then they go play something that's definitely not pay to win, like Maple Story. Or it's because of the enhancement system is too punishing. So I don't know. I think this is just an objective W for new players and veteran players alike. Apparently, it'll go retroactively to January 1st. So they've been tracking your game logs since January 1st.
Like 3 months ago, they've been tracking it, yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, they're going to give you pities up until that point. Go ahead, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, like, I think this is just a natural thing that MMOs eventually introduce systems to make the game easier and accessible over time. Because we've seen pity systems for infinite potions eventually. They finally added fail stacks to T10s after like 4 years and stuff like that. And I kind of view this pity system for enhancements as something on the similar wavelength. So, this is it. We're here.
Jay is like, this does not affect me at all. I don't care.
Like, I need the guaranteed pen demo ring.
Blonde's disappointed because he's had the pity enhancement system for years, except that his pity is he clicked the button one time and it gave it to him. You know what I mean?
I think so.
Were there anything else in the current enhancement system that could use some improvement or quality of life? Because for me, I do a lot of like fail stacking, and I notice sometimes that this only affects people who've done the 30k quest, but I have plus 5 permanent fail stacks, and that kind of ruins my fail stacking sometimes, and I wish I could like toggle it off.
What do you mean it ruins your fail stacking sometimes?
Well, it's like, you know, it's increasing my stack when I want to fail, you know, like suffering from success and stuff like that. so what if I could reduce my chances even further, you know?
Classic. Sounds like something a Republican would say. To be honest, some first world upper class loser that just hates the poor people. God, Jay.
You know what's another? Okay, here's another thing. And not that I've ever done this before, because I'm an elite BDO enjoyer. But maybe, you know how like when you're repairing Reblath or Militia gear. Again, not that I've ever done this before, but sometimes people accidentally use their memory fragments to repair Reblath, and you know, it feels really bad. And maybe that could, you know, they could remove that function, you know. Just I'm just looking out for those people, you know. So
I think that fail stacking is just too tedious. Just keep it a buck.
Oh, you want to skip the whole fail stacking process altogether?
No, I think it takes too long. Yeah. I think it takes a really, really long time. If you want to enhance, like, I mean, there's a reason that Biohack can literally just go all day enhancing, and it's because the vast majority of his stream is just fail stacking with Reblath over and over again.
That's why I just will not do any Reblath enhancing. I think it's one of the most miserable things you can do in the game.
Miserable.
Yeah. I'll just deal with doing the inefficient method or something more fun, because that is the most unfun thing in the game.
Do you think so? Okay, I was gonna lead into, because hammers are sellable, do you think maybe we should sell fail stacks? Like sell 150 stacks, sell 200 stacks? Are we, maybe we're at that point in BDO? In our timeline?
We're at that point in our timeline. I think that
they made methods for it, right? We literally can boost out, you know, we get so many free stacks, and then you have the boost 100, 200.
Oh, I guess
stacks,
the origin
whatever.
Of Dark Hunger is kind of the way to do that,
right.
But
you just literally grind it up.
Yeah, like I think that you can already kind of do that anyway. Yeah, I think you have to make it really expensive though if you're just gonna buy fail stacks outright. I think you have to make it pretty expensive. But like, again, that's why like people don't understand that Biohack spends all this time enhancing, and what they see what they see is somebody like, oh, he hits a pen ogre in like a 7-hour stream, he'll hit a pen ogre 2 or 3 times. But like what I see is somebody spending 9 hours to make like, I don't know, 30 billion silver. Because like, you know, they just see the pen ogre, but you don't see all the fails that come before that. You don't see fail stack loss, and then all the fail stacking and stuff, and then the amount of time it takes you to do that. I just feel like enhancers just don't enjoy the game. Like they just sit there in that enhancement window all day, and that's all they do. And it's just, to me, that just looks so miserable. I guess maybe they like the enhancement system.
Maybe
but
they're having fun.
Well, profit is fun to a certain point, and you'll do a certain amount of something you don't want to do to reach a certain amount of profit. I just think that like we have a system where you can boost, what is it? It has to be a 100 or a 150 stack to like what? 300 is the max or whatever for the new system. I'm really surprised they haven't just introduced like a low end spot like orcs or giants or something that has like a, oh, get like a 0 to 50 or a 50 to 100 boost or something like that, because I feel like, I mean, I would personally love that, because I will never sit in town and read Lath. I will wait till this fail stack comes out, or one of the events just gives you the fail stacks, because I truly do think that I don't do things that I don't find fun in the game. If I don't enjoy it, I'm not going to do it. So I only do the things that I find fun, because I think if you're playing a video game, your goal should be to have fun. It shouldn't be to be miserable. So I'm going to actively do the things that I enjoy. And if it's something I just don't like, I'm not going to do it. And I'm just like, yeah, that is not fun.
Oh, I'm exactly,
so I am really
way,
surprised
yeah.
that like they haven't phased out that. They literally made methods to make it easier to degrade gear to upgrade, rather than give us methods to get those things. I thought that was so weird.
Oh, the day you had to go red and then die to the guard.
You had to die to a guard to degrade your gear. And then forget you were on that character, forget you had some gear or something, and then you got screwed. Yeah, it's very odd. Very odd.
Okay, all right, so as we move forward here, I do want to get to our last topic, because that we have spent 47 minutes talking about the other. Oh my goodness. Crystal Restoration, pay to win. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Crystal Restoration, pay to win. For those of you that don't know, they've introduced an item on the Pearl Shop, I think on Korea. But
Korea,
like,
yes.
Yeah, not us yet, but I'm sure that we will get it. That allows you to get 3 more Crystal Restoration slots per year. And it's like $5 or something for one Crystal Restoration, isn't it?
20. It's about 20 according to the
$20 per crystal.
So it's 490 pearls in Korea, but that's not equivalent. Their pearls is different from our pearl value.
Okay, so what's the conversion?
Somebody calculated what it was about. It's about 4.25 times their amount, so whatever 5 times 4 is about $20.
So it's $20 to are you kidding me? It's just not worth it at all. Is this a joke? This is the most predatory game practice I've seen in forever. First of all,
I don't think anybody's happy about it.
I think it's super unethical. I think it's really, really unethical. To make it that expensive. For a system that should be like Crystal Restoration. Crystals shouldn't even be removed when you die anyway. This is just a joke, right? Like, now we're charging money to fix the system that's been broken in the first place. This is like marketing, predatory marketing 101. I'd be stunned if China allowed them to do this, or allow it on the Chinese server. $20 a crystal is not worth it at all. Even if it was $5, I'm not paying it. Maybe if it was $1. I might consider doing it. I don't know. How do you guys feel about it?
I think PA's done a good job for a long time not being super predatory. I feel like the only thing people have argued that you've had to buy in a long time was like the tens. So I've been like, oh, okay. Like, I don't have to buy this deal. I don't have to buy that. Like, you might be incentivized to buy a costume because it looks cool, but video hasn't made you feel like, oh man, I need to do this or else I'm done for. You know, even like the daily pass, it looks pretty good, or the season pass, it's like, oh, it looks pretty good. But like, I don't need that. I'll live without it, right? I'll be fine. But I feel like this is definitely one of the one of the more predatory things they've done in a hot minute. That's blatantly obvious. Yeah,
it's kind of messed up. I mean, they're
definitely
They're just gonna say, yeah, there's free. Oh, you could get three for free, and yeah, that's great. But like, honestly, the reason that there are three for free are not because you, the reason. This is why I think it's very predatory and
because
wrong.
Because you sat there and argued with them until they gave it to us.
Well, no, the reason we're getting three for free is because their servers just break sometimes. Sometimes you just disconnect and like you lose functionality and you die and you lose a crystal. The reason that you have three free restorations is because the game just dies sometimes and you lose crystals like for shits and giggles. Like, and now they're going to sell the solution to like, this is again, create a problem, sell the solution. Pretty marketing 101, but like, this is not something I would expect from Pearl Abyss. They don't do this very often. So to see them do this on this particular thing, is very strange to me. It's so weird. And to be clear, no one should ever be spending $20. If guys, like, newsflash, you could just spend $20 on like an outfit, sell it and get your crystal.
Yeah, I think, like, you have to break, like, it down to like, what is the purpose? Like, why do crystals break in the first place? Well, because they drop in certain grind spots so you can grind them and sell them. So it's economy for player to player. And then like, yeah, there are disconnects and that does happen. But like, the incentive is like, the reason why crystals break is that you're not accessing areas that you can't reach. Like, it's technically a death penalty to like, otherwise people just int at certain grind spots and just int over and over and over again. So like, when we look at it from a perspective of like, you know, crystals are now dropping from like guild activities and other things to incentivize players. I think that like, crystal breaking sucks, but it's like a way to circumvent money into the economy to make them drop, to make them funnel. If they just removed like the way that crystals were designed in the game and made it so that you just got them through questing or something so that they were permanent on your account, then that'd be fine. But the fact that they made it as part of the economic part of certain grind spots makes it really difficult to get rid of. So they want to keep happening. I just, my personal view on like crystals and so like, I think that, yeah, this is super predatory and this shouldn't be done and it's really messed up. But I think that like, crystals in general shouldn't break if they're not listed in the market, because it's just a it's a tax, right? You're getting taxed for either messing up, disconnecting, having an unstable internet connection, grinding somewhere that's going to kill you, or you went to an area that you shouldn't be at yet, right? So like, if it's not listed in the market, it shouldn't break, because like, if it's listed in the market, then I could just rebuy it. The fact that there's some crystals that when you break it, it's not listed in the market and you don't have a backup and there's no way to get one back other than waiting on a pre-order, I think that personally is the most messed up part of the system. Mm-hmm. I have tens of billions of silver. I cannot buy this crystal because it's not listed, because it's a rare crystal or nobody wants to sell it or it's not worth selling or whatever. And I think that is more the messed up thing. If it's just sitting in the market, I don't have a problem with a crystal breaking because I messed up or I was playing unsafely or I did something. But this Pearl Shop thing is like, it's super weird because I feel PA's been on a really good streak, and this is just one of those things where, like, I don't know, in their heads they probably thought it was a good idea, and they probably thought players would be like, oh yes, you know, I get more crystal back, but like, I don't think they're realizing like, the feedback on crystals breaking in general feels like a crappy practice in the first place. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I mean,
but the crystal restoration isn't for every single time you die and every crystal you break. The crystal restoration is for like, probably your gear and steer and nothing else. Like, you really shouldn't be using on anything else because you can buy those things, or maybe the macrolods if you really care. But I don't know, I think that that's just like oh man, I disconnected from the server and I lost my gear and that sucks. Everything else should basically be viable in the market the way it's designed.
There's a common consensus of just like, it feels really shitty that you just literally lost money for whatever reason, yeah, right? Even if it was a little bit, even if it was like 10 mil, it still feels bad to just lose your money.
Feels bad to die. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Feels bad to go backwards in progress because either you lagged out, the servers died, or whatever, or like you just
Hold on. You lagging or dying because the servers crapped out is like the bottom tier. What happens more than often is people go to areas they shouldn't be and they played unsafe. Let's just don't disguise it as like it's always 90% crystal, server issues. That's not the way it is.
But at least three times a year, you can attribute some of your death to.
Sometimes, for sure.
To your crystal loss. That's what the three original crystal losses were for. That's what crystal restoration is kind of for.
I agree.
Not for like the normal death stuff, right?
But I think that's what people did not use it that way. People died because they messed up and then they used those crystals. They didn't use it because they disconnected.
Well, even still, Blonde, you're defending. Well, even still, Blonde, you're defending a position that says, okay, yeah, crystal loss is okay for the game in any situation.
Yeah, that's the way they've designed it. Yeah.
What people are upset about is that like Perlibus should have reworked the crystal system so that like if they just remove crystal loss from the game, it would break the market a little bit. So yeah, they're gonna have to do an extra step to fix it, but it's super easy to do this, pardon my French, but like
I agree.
This makes me angry. Like they have to just literally take like 3 days of brainstorming and implementation to figure out a system that wouldn't break the market, that would remove crystal loss from the game. Maybe you'd have a punishment for dying, but like it doesn't have to be 5 to 9 billion silver because you lagged out or because you went somewhere. Like you say people went somewhere they weren't supposed to. That's what the developers have been encouraging us to do, Blonde, for the last like 3 years. Their entire idea of high-end PvE is high risk, high reward. They've said it time and time again. You cannot punish a player for 9 billion silver. If you lose a Garen's and a Rebellious, it's over, man. It's over.
I'm just working within the bounds of what we have. In my perfect world, we'd have a reward crystal system where it was completely different, but we don't. I'm just saying, like, for what we have right now, this is the way it is, right? Like, I mean, ideally there's a ton of systems in the game I'd like to rework and I wish they were different, but I'm just saying within the bounds of like what crystals are right now and what they are and how we have to deal with it, like, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this is just a lazy solution, and it's like it's a pay to win marketing scam. Instead of fixing a fundamental problem with your game, you decided that you were going to do this instead. Right.
They
could have alleviated the crystal loss by saying, hey, you get these three free crystal restorations. And then after that, you can go to a market and then like pay half the price of the marketplace silver and get your crystal back.
There's like a million other systems they alleviate can do, right? You durability, or you pay for protection, or you pay to redeem it, like the silver cost of the market. Yeah. I mean, there's a million other methods they could add. And I definitely wish they would, because I've lost crystals that aren't listed in the market and I have billions of silver to buy them, but I can't. That's a really stupid system. I know something. It's just so weird. I'm talking within the reference of what we have. Like, I mean, if every issue we have with the game, we turned into a forum post and upvoted, I mean, we'd have some changes, but
One wants to go to the forums
every
single time you go to the forum, number one, the forums are moderated. They'll just delete something if they feel like it's too controversial or whatever. They don't like it. Number one. Yeah. Number two, and that's why, by the way, the Koreans use Inven, because Perlibus doesn't control Inven, and they can just post what they want. And more stuff about the game gets changed because of the posts on Inven than gets changed through the forums in KR. Nobody uses the forums because, one, it's moderated by Perlibus. Two, nobody can log into the forum. If I go to the forum right now, you know the big thing that's going to keep me from using the forum? The fact that I have to use my two-factor every single
I have to log in
time.
Through Steam and
gotta,
then two-factor.
It's exactly. So yeah, awesome. you gotta log in, then you gotta use your two-factor, then it doesn't take you back. Like, it's so unintuitive. Whoever designed the website has mental illness. So, like, you log in, you use your two-factor, and then it doesn't take you back to the webpage you were on, so you have to navigate all the way back to that king webpage. So unless you feel strongly enough about something that you're willing to spend 5 minutes of your life to go click the upvote button one time, and in most cases, you know, nothing's going to count from it anyway. So like, why? Like, it's just like, nobody is ever going to use it. And like, I, I wish we had a system like InVen that would work. Sadly, our Black Desert Online subreddit is run by fedora wearing neckbeards who will ban you every single time you mention the words P, V, and P in the same sentence with each other. And all, like, there's just like our moderators on Reddit are just horrible people in general that are like super power hungry. So we made a new subreddit that's like BDO official or whatever. It's like r/BDO official. And that does get used and stuff, but Perlibus isn't really checking that as much. Like Perlibus is not going to change something just because it was on Reddit unless the entire community is using it, a lot like KR is using InVen. Everyone in KR uses InVen. They check it every day. Everyone is upvoting stuff. Everyone is like watching it. And so they watch that, but like, we don't really have anything like that, a forum like that, because sadly our subreddit is moderated by morons. The new subreddit isn't quite popular enough to make anything happen yet. And we don't have anything like InVen, in the West, that we can use. So like, yeah, the forums are kind of a joke, but that was kind of a tangent too. I don't know. What do you guys think about the forums?
It definitely does not get enough attention.
It's not user friendly, so it's really tough to get on, and it's so hard, I think, for PA to weed out what is some valid criticism versus what is some crazy criticism. Because I've been on the forums in the past, and some of the people that type posts there are very not in the same reality,
bro. It's crazy sometimes, son. Like,
it's hard to put the entire blame onto PA because, like, I see what people post in the forums, and so I'm like, I don't know how you have to get through all the delusion to get to, like, a real post. Like, you know, if people aren't, like, within the same reality of understanding a concept of a topic or balance or the game in general, I don't really know how you fight through that. So I imagine it's got to be tough for them, but I just... It's a very different type of player. I feel like there's a better way to connect your community other than doing forum posts, even though it's the only way that I think that NA and EU and non-Korean speaking Pearl Abyss teams can put that through, because it's player submitted, so they can show, hey, on our website, on our forum, the players are saying this. And I've seen more people, more content creators backed up by chat and followers and people in the community posting stuff. I mean, Jay just recently posted something about Replath, which was pretty cool. And I think that's maybe the way to do it, you know, banding together, get everybody to upvote and participate.
Well, Perlibus does not like
to be done that way.
Well, Perlibus doesn't like content creators, in this game, in North America and EU, the NAEU office understands the importance of content creators. I feel they support their content creators. It is what it is, but the KR office has removed their partner program for content creators. And they've shown time and time again that they will just remove a content creator. It doesn't matter how big the content creator is. If there's any sort of controversy or they say anything bad about it, they'll just remove that person from existence on the server. And unless somebody like Asmund picks it up and literally like shits on Perlibus, they're not going to do anything about it. Like, they just banned that guy with absolutely no investigation or anything. They just banned him because the community was like, hey, he exploited. They didn't do an investigation and they banned him. And that guy had streamed BDO for like countless hours. It just didn't matter. Like, they think that it's very clear that they think that content creators are just a net negative for their game, for their publicity and stuff, and they don't value them. And so, and that's reflected on the forums where you have most of the upvoted forum posts that are like dramatically upvoted are promoted by content creators, but Perlibus doesn't care, because if a content creator makes the post, they're probably not going to listen to it because they know, oh, well, it's really only getting upvotes because this person has fans. Like, I'm not joking. Like, didn't Choice, as one of the largest upvoted forum posts in the history of the forums, it has like 15,000 upvotes or some obnoxious shit. He made this amazing post about RBF and how to fix Red Battlefield and some of the changes that needed to kind of go into it. Everyone agreed to it. I don't really care who you are. That many upvotes, it's not just because he's a content creator. That was just an amazing post, right? Everybody saw it. Everybody upvoted it. And do you know what came from that? Nothing. You know what Perlibus said? Heard ya. That's it. That's all I heard. That's all I got, right? Like, my reaction cam was tiny there, but that's... And then Johnny Five posted about like the resist or the what was it, the one-sided deck changes that had thousands of upvotes too. They said Herja don't care. But like, they've like a lot of people have posted on the forums, and it seems that if you're a content creator and you make the post, it's not going to get listened to. If you're a normal person and you make the post, you have like a 1% chance of it getting listened to. And that's why people don't want to use the forums. I will say that recently it's gotten a little bit better because they've started posting like, hey, this change came about because of this person's forum post, right? That does help a little bit, but like, what about like the 400 other forum posts? Did we even look at those, or like, what's the deal with that? Now, I agree with Blom that like some people on the forum have mental illness and shouldn't be listened to, but like, it's going to be like that on any platform. You have to just, like, if there's enough people reading it, you have to trust that the audience is just going to upvote and downvote stuff based on what they want. You know what I mean? Like, it's a post that's like really, really terrible is probably not going to see much, get much visibility. But like, I don't know about you guys. Have you ever seen a content creator's post actually get listened to on the forums?
I think it's hard to say whether or not something gets listened to, because I think that, like, it does listen to mean we've actually seen a change based on that specific thing.
Yes, a change based on that forum post, yes. That's what that means, because, see, they do it based on other people's forum posts with way less upvotes.
The problem is that I've seen tons of posts, and then I've also seen tons of changes happen in the game, and it's hard to say. Like, I'm sure plenty of content creators have either said or maybe posted about something, but like, I don't have a tally sheet that says every single forum post versus every single change. I think there's plenty of things that the community talks about, and then I think probably someone in the community does it. But personally, I don't go on the forum, so I wouldn't have seen it, so I wouldn't know.
I think the way that the KR office, or just like Pluralbus in general, looks at the forums is they're going to read probably. They probably read almost every forum post that gets posted, but the only ones that really get listened to or translated into feedback, it has nothing to do with how many upvotes you have, and everything to do with what the suggestion is. And if they feel that suggestion, oh wait, that's actually a good idea, they'll just implement it regardless of how many upvoted it has. Like they're just going to see it, and like, that's just the way that it goes. And that's the biggest problem with the forums, is it doesn't feel that the community actually has a voice. So like, it could have 2,000 upvotes, and then there's another forum post that has 2 upvotes, but that's the thing that got through, that the developers were willing to change. But the developers are not going to be willing to change some of the bigger stuff that have the posts that have the massive amount of updates are like the controversial ones that the community wants changed, but the developers really want to hold their ground on and don't want to change anything. And those are the ones that they choose not to listen to most of the time. So like, I don't know, man. Like, we need a better system for providing feedback in general. That, or they need to make the forums actually practical so that we can use them.
Well, because we want players to feel listened to. RuneScape does this system where they have a poll. They have a poll booth. So anything gets kind of, like, submitted to the player base via poll if they care about the majority of what the players want, right? And they literally, like, poll a bunch of random stuff. Like, do you guys want this or that added to the game? Do you guys want this or that, you know, thought about? Do we want another skill added to the game? This, like, I think it'd be kind of interesting. I don't know how successful it would be, but I'm really interested to see if we had something similar to that. Like, what our systems would look like if people were able to, submit stuff or get
it
feedback that way.
It did have a poll on the... Remember the protection changes before, like a while back, they had like a poll for that. And I think that generated a lot of conversation.
That
and
was good.
It reached a lot of people. And so I should just do it again.
Well, the thing is that like in RuneScape, it literally is like at every major city, you have a literal poll booth where you can see whatever's being talked about currently or whatever's being done. So
they should just add it in game. Like they add the poll in game. Like there's like a board, like everybody could vote inside.
They've added tons of these systems that like let you look at, you know, your methods. So I don't think it would really be, I don't know, that difficult with it.
It might just be that difficult.
I mean, they just recently added like 5 new menus at the top of our screen. What's one to click a button and tally the numbers? I mean, they can even see how many mobs we've killed or whatever we've done, you know? So, I mean, I sure they could say it's difficult, but I'm, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, I just don't feel like... So I've thought about doing a segment on my stream where I go through the forums, at the forum posts, and I encourage people to upvote certain stuff. I read it, I give my feedback on it, and I encourage people to upvote and stuff like that. But I do strongly feel that if I do that, Pluralbus will see it, and they'll be like, well, it only got votes because Blue shed light on it, and so we're just going to take this with a grain of salt, right? Like, again, it's always the content creators are the devil. Like, this is only popular because a content creator tried to make it popular, right? Like, they, and again, I don't feel like the upvotes really have an impact on the system at all, like, period. So, well, everything just basically needs to be changed there. But it looks like we are a little out of time. We're at 9:08. Yeah, no, it's about an hour. We're good to go. So, boys, do we want to do closing thoughts here?
Yeah. Closing thoughts is, Hammer's awesome, cool, free money. I'm Jacob. B before the T.
Jay's like, big money, sell lots. You know, like.
Yo.
Okay, all right, and Vlad?
The Hammer's interesting. Definitely April Fool's joke. Very surprised. Very interesting. And the crystal thing is kind of lame. And the new enhancement system, the bonus to it, that's going to be interesting to see whether it's a guaranteed or a extra bonus. I'm really curious to see. I feel like, you know, we're going to see some people like Biohack looking at some weird new number calculations. If I can click a pin black star in 5-10 taps, you know, how much money can I make if I buy sell? That'll be interesting, so we'll see. I don't know, but catch me at twitch.tv/bombergrinding Olens for my merchandising piece.
Right on.
Surely soon, right?
Never. It's never gonna happen.
And I'm Blue Squadron. There's always something happening on my channel. Two new YouTube videos typically every single day, and I've been starting to crank out guides like crazy too. The new 2024 upgraded gear and progression guide should come out tomorrow, alongside, again, the Global Lab Batch Notes rundown, which is going to be kind of big this week, so make sure you check that out. The podcast is always on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, guys, so make sure you go give that a follow. If you're on your way to work listening to it, make sure you hit that with that follow button so we know you're interested in listening on those platforms, guys. From all of us here at the Old Moon Podcast, have a great rest of your week.